I think we left off the last line, the last two lines in the paragraph. Halacha You see it, Rabbi? Yeah. Halacha Mishvil hashkafasa. This is actually interesting. Generally, when we talk about these passages in the slichos of Midas Harachamim Aleinu Hizgalgali or Malachi Rachamim, so we sort of frame the debate in much more terms. I mean, the Rav himself, a few lines earlier, quotes from the Yud Gimel Ikarim. Lo levado roi lispalel, ve'ein roi lispalel zulasa. So, given that the lashon of that halacha ro'ah b'tfilah zo v'chayotzei ba stiyah mishvil hashkafasa, it seems to be an understatement, right? I mean, stiyah means straying from the path of its hashkafa. No, it should be a shayla of kfirah, no? If davening to anyone other than then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that contradicts the Yud Gimel Ikarim. So why this sort of, I don't know, it seems to be a adulterated reaction. So the Emes says, if you look in the earlier Gedolei Achronim, who also discuss this, whether it's the Maharal in the Siv HaAvodah, the Chasam Sofer in his Tshuvas, so you also have something similar. The Chasam Sofer says that the way he solves the problem of Machnisei Rachamim, I don't know why the Rav didn't mention that as well. I guess. Because no, he's talking about the slicha that's said in the body of the slichas, as opposed to Machnisei Rachamim, which we don't say in Yom Kippurim, but just at the end of the slichas of before Rosh Hashanah and Seder Yemei Teshuva. But it's the same issue, right? Machnisei Rachamim, Hachnisei Rachamein, Ifnei Baal Rachamim, etc. So Chasam himself says, well, my kunz is, he says, I say a long tachron. And so, while the tzibur is saying Machnisei Rachamim, I'm still saying Tachlin, and then I have to skip to catch up with them. So that's the way I solve my problem with Machnisei Rachamim. And then he talks about being Parish Min HaTzibur, the issue of being Parish Min HaTzibur. So how was any of this? So it's like this. Excuse me just 1 second. So the Rambam in the Yesod HaChamishi, which the Rav is referencing, Shehu Yisal Lehu Shavoy LaOvdo LaRomamo ULaHodia RomaMuso VaAvodaso VeLo LaAsos Kein LeMishu Hulamata Mimenu BeMitzios Kigon HaMalachim VaKochom VaHagalgalim VaHayesodos UMashu HuAkav Mehen. So all acts of worship in the Animam, in some summary of the Yud Gimel Yikarim, it only speaks of tefillah. But in the Rambam himself, it's not limited to tefillah. It's anywhere, any act of worship. Tefillah is maybe the ultimate act of worship, but the Yisod encompasses any act of worship. But then the Rambam continues, and basically the definition is not to direct an act of worship to Hodava HaNivra, which means everything, right? Everything other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hodava HaNivra. But then the Rambam continues and says, the fisha kulam heim mutba'im bif'ulaseihem, ein lahem yecholas velo bechira ela ritzono yisala. Whether it's malachim, whether it's the galgalim, the spheres, whether it's kochavim, whether it's the stars, all these things are programmed. They're not voluntary agents. They have no bechira. So, okay, given that that's the metzias of malachim and kochavim and galgalim, etc., but why is the Rambam, why is that germane to the Yisrael HaMishi? The Yisrael HaMishi is not telling us, is not explaining to us what the essence of angels is. As a matter of fact, the Rambam writes in Egeres Tchiyas HaMeisim, he says, if a person thinks that angels are corporeal, he's 100% wrong, but he's not a kofer. It's not one of the Yikari Emunah to have a correct understanding that a malach is incorporeal. That is the metzias. If a person is mistaken, he's mistaken, it's a toast, but it's not kfirah. So why is the Rambam here telling us about how the malachim again, which are incorporeal, or the galgalim, kochavim, etc., which are obviously corporeal, that they're mudbon b'fil the same? How does that come in here? It's as follows. Let's say, right? We do this all the time. Let's say someone we know is sick. So we'll ask other people to please daven on his behalf. Or maybe the chole himself will ask other people to daven on his behalf. The mocker for that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avimelech, right? Hashem is Eishes Ha'ish. Right? So obviously that it's not a question as to whether or not that practice is objectionable. It obviously can't be, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avimelech, that's the way it's gonna be, give a kvittel to Avraham Avinu and hold on for you. That's what the paraphrase. That's what the pasuk says. So why isn't that a violation of the Yisrael HaMishi? So the answer is because it's not that we think that the other person has powers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu delegated to him, that he runs the world. The way Ovdei Avodah Zarah thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu delegated discretionary powers, be it to Malachim, be it to Galgalim, be it to Kochavim. But we're asking that they contribute their Zchus HaTfilah to the Zchus HaTfilah of the Chole. So there will be a greater Zchus. That appears before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Shomei Tefillah. And again, not only is that not objectionable, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tavi Melech, that's the way it's going to be. The Yispal Vatcha Vachiyeh, Avraham Avinu will daven on your behalf, and you'll recover. So says the Rambam, so maybe a person can turn to a malach in the same vein. I'm not elevate, I'm not deifying the Malach. I don't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu delegated discretionary, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed himself and delegated, Rachman Litzlan, and delegated discretionary powers to the Malach, to the Kochav, etc. No, but I want the Malachim to the same way. I'll ask my friends. I'll ask my Rebbeim. I'll ask my relatives to daven. So so on my email list, I'll put on, Michal and Raphael and Gabriel, and I'll add them to my my Tillum, please say Tillum list. So says the Rambam, but what? But they're mudbon befulaseihem. They're not voluntary agents. They're not voluntary agents. The only explanation for addressing the Malach is the heretical belief that you can't or shouldn't address HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, but you have to address him indirectly. Because it's not comparable to asking your friend, your neighbor, your Rebbe, your relative to join you in tefillah. The mudbon b'fula saying that they're programmed. There's no one to talk to. They're programmed. So the only pshat, when you understand the nature of a malach, of a galgal, of a kolchav, the only pshat in addressing the tefillah or the act of worship or whatever to them is that we're supposed to worship them as well. Now, what happens, according to the Rambam, what happens if a person first has an erroneous conception? Let's limit it to Malachim. Has an erroneous conception of Malachim. He thinks Malachim are Baalei Bechira. He thinks that they are Baalei Bechira. I mean, again, if you take certain agadot literally, which you're never supposed to, but if you make the mistake of doing that, of taking certain agadot literally, so you would come to that conclusion. So what happens if a person has a distorted understanding of Malachim, according to which Malachim are Baalei Bechira? And based on that, he then addresses the Malachim. So then Yitachain, that even from the Rambam's perspective, that's totally wrong. And it's wrong al pi halacha, and it's not l'fi rucha shel haTorah, but it wouldn't be kfirah. That's why if you look in the Maharal in I think in the Siva HaAvodah, in the Siva Solam, he says ain ro'oi la'asos kein. He's 100% against it, but he doesn't label it as kfirah. And again, neither does the Chasam Sofer. Neither does the Chasam Sofer. And the same is true in this line in the Rav. Like it's wrong because it distorts the whole idea of tefillah is to address HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. But it's not it's not so the Yesod HaEmunah again is only to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that Yesod HaEmunah says if you're only supposed to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means that he can and that's why he should be worshipped directly. In turning to Malachim, is that kfirah or is that just wrong and inappropriate? Well, that depends. If you turn to the Malachim as intermediaries, so then that would be kfirah. If you turn to the Malachim as you would turn to your next door neighbor, because you have an erroneous conception of Malachim. So again, because it's based on this erroneous conception, and because you don't really think of your of Malachim as your next door neighbor, and you sort of think of, even without my deifying him, he has greater access than I have. So that's wrong. It's very wrong. It's a stiyah mishvil hashkafasa, but it's not true. Ulefichach lo hoyisa das gedole ha'halacha nocha mipulchan ha'tzadik ba'olam ha'chasidus shehu soser gufei ha'tfisa ha'hilchatis. The notion that you connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu via the tzaddik, so I've said that is something that Gedolei HaHalacha very much rejected, because it's very much against and contradicts the whole thrust of halacha. We're supposed to look to all those who are very big, and therefore exponentially bigger, that by definition exponentially bigger than we and our countless amochin. We're supposed to look to them for guidance, for teaching, for inspiration. But the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is direct. The connection is not via one's Rebbe. Maybe the guidance is one turns to a Rebbe. Maybe the teaching one turns to a Rebbe, the inspiration, but the connection is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not via, not that one connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu via the tzaddik, via one's Rebbe. Im ritzoncha bedatiyut exoteret, democratet, klachlecha. Again, a lashon Chazal. Eitzel hachayim hamuchashiyim haartziyim chayei haguf im kol ramach evarav ushsagidav. Ve'al tafne ez daitra v'chayim ruchaniyim niskavim mushrashim ba'olam mufshat. Again, the very minute one defines religiosity or spirituality in terms of some kind of monastic withdrawal from the world, so then again there's going to be a very small handful of individuals who do that, and if that's what comprises spirituality, if that's what comprises religiosity, then the rest of us are reduced to just sort of relating to them, and they relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nosei ha'pratzas hadati Mibchinat ish halacha eino haruach, ela ha'adam ha'fiziologi biologi. Ha'adam ha'mitaveh ha'holech shalol ba'atzat yitzro, v'hanimshach acha hanos haguf. A person is Oved Hashem, again, not by sort of trying to deny the physical side, but rather by through moderating it, through sanctifying it, through sublimating it, by using that for Avodas Hashem. Now, this depiction of physiological, biological man as being Oved Hashem, meaning it's not just the tzad haruchani shebo, is if you, I mean, it's a whole book, so we're not going to summarize it in 2 minutes. But if you look in the volume, The Emergence of Ethical Man, so this is basically the Rav's starting point for that sefer. And he comments how the spiritual uniqueness and singularity of man, notwithstanding, because Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, but the Torah presents man very much as also rooted in the natural world. And it's like an amazing thing. I don't know. I think if we had been consulted on Bria'as HaOlam, on Sheshes, so I think we would have said the following. We would have said, create the animals on Yom Chamishi and just create Adam on Yom HaShishi. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do that, right? The birds, the fish, so they're on Yom Chamishi, but animals are on Yom Shishi. After Vayev, Vayev Yom Chamishi is Vayom Lekim Totzer Nefesh Chayol Amina, Behema Adam. It's again, I don't know that anyone highlighted this and called attention to it. Once the Rav did, once he does, it's so glaring. No, the same way we sort of appreciate, that there's a shift, between I don't know, from the birds to the animals, but there's a bigger shift from the animals to Adam. So, wouldn't you kind of have expected that to be reflected in Sheshes Mebreshes, reserve Yom HaShishi for us? No. It's that it's no, it's the cats and the dogs and the monkeys and the gorillas and us. That's all that's what happens on Yom HaShishi. So that's what the again, this is his starting point. Which means again that obviously, without understating for a moment the absolute uniqueness and singularity of Adam, because Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, which does differentiate him, set him apart, elevate him. But the Torah wanted to emphasize, but he also, on the other hand, remains a part of that natural continuum. And that some of those ideas are hinted at here in what the Rav says when he says, Nosei ha-protzes ha-dati mibchinat ish halacha eino ha-ruach al adam ha-physiologi-biologi. You'll take a look in Emergence of Ethical Man, Idach Zil Gemor. Al kein shinta halachat kivon ruchos shel ish hadat. The Torah halacha changed the direction from that of the more mystical type. Bimkom ha'ariga milamata lamala me'adamot l'shmei tchelet me'habavuot v'hatzlalim, the shadows and the shades shel ha'metziyut la'ateret ha'avaya ha'romema. The shafa onti tahor halacha usaket batachtonim. Again, the halacha is not encouraging this desire for this pining for a higher world, a transcendent world. Kshe'isha halacha mitgager al kim, right? which a person can't do, cannot do. Ela lahorid et shchinato el karka hamitziyut. The way a person comes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by living a life that brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu closer to us, not that we elevate to that, to some other realm. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kosav Rabbi Yom Melamed Shehir Ken Amalkam Hashemayim Etachton Mishmash Hamelam Yon Mer Rosh Ha'or. So Chazal depict that Vayered, again, Chazal depict that the transcendent comes down to us, not that we are not that we're catapulted there. Hadam Hadatiat Samela Kelchai notates at mechitzot ha-mamash v'kovesh et kol ha-metziyot ha-ma'atira oto tachet ruchol ha-mushad v'ha-tahor ha-mitparetz al-al. Gisha l'elokim le'ish ha-dad zoi kvitzat ha-derech me-ha-muchash v'ha-mamash from the sensual and the tangible la-transcendanti u-mistori to the transcendental and mystical. Again, this is not the Isha Halacha. This is the opposite direction of the religious quest and thrust. Lo kein isha halacha. Kshenafsho regedal lokim, harehu tovel b'metziyut. And Chazal used the imagery of the sun being tovel. Mashkiat kol anochiyuto b'toch tocha shel hayishut hamamashit, u'mevakeshet lokim leredet al ahar v'lishkon b'toch ha'realiyut. Al kol ekronotav v'chukotav. Isha dat ole al alokim, bram ha alokim yoreid al isha halacha. Ha'acharon, the latter, shoeif lo lahapochet ha-sofiyut le'ein sofiyut. He's not looking to transform finitude into infinitude, but the opposite. Ela ta'ein sofiyut la'sofiyut. Again, the Rav doesn't mean that literally, right? Obviously. Hu morid hashchina l'mishkan ha-mugbal al yedei 20 keresh et ha-kedusha l'olam ha-natun b'tchumei ha-metziyut. Right? Kedusha is brought down into our demarcated physical world. At hamuchlat lema'asim upulot hakfuim ayde chukiyut fizikalit. There is an interesting. Well, let's continue a little bit. Ha'idea shel kedusha ena mesamelet b'hashkafat olamah shel Knesset Yisrael. The idea of kedusha in the world outlook of Knesset Yisrael doesn't represent et ha-transcendanti et ha-chi muvdalt v'ha-chi mufreshet min ha-metziyut. That doesn't mean that the ultimate detachment from the reality of this world. Kamochen enam mesamenet et ha-hitgashmut ha-mleya shel ha-ideal ha-musari. It also isn't one that just should be understood in ethical terms. Shel ha-tov ha-elyon she'eino me'urah klal b'tchum transcendanti al reshut ha-normot va'arachim. Right, as the Rav explains in footnote number 51. So the first line is la'afuke from a Kabbalah worldview, and the second is to la'afuke from the liberal strain of thought that sort of reduces religion to ethics. And Kedusha l'fi tfisat ha'alacha mesamenet histakfut ha-transcendantiyut ha-chistuma The reflection of transcendental of transcend of the transcendental order in our tangible world. Yiridat ha'alokim d'leis machshav v'tfisa be'el har Sinai. Harkanat ha'olam ha'ne'alam V'hanista'al gabei hametziyut. Ein ha'kedusha koretzet lanu ayin. Kedusha doesn't wink at us. Ke'kochav mistori, like a mysterious star. Hamitnotzeitz, which sparkles, which. The Kaddish 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 the Kedusha is implanted. Bishmei Meroma and the its destiny tachur b'chazon ha-eschatological vision shel. But what bridges these two? What connects these two? Hu musaga kedusha shel halacha. Kaddish al ara oved gevurte kedusha samamash. Eina Adam mitkadesh loy de hitapkut metaphysit imene elam. Person doesn't attain kedusha by some kind of metaphysical attachment to the hidden. Lo yedeh hitlakdut mistaritim ein sofi, not through some mystical connection to the infinite. Lo yedeh alaha, velo al yedeh ha-ekstaza ha-choveket zra'ot olam, not through some ecstatic experience. Ella al yedei chayav hagufaniyim, through his physical life, al yedei pu'ulotav habehemiyot, through his animalistic in the sense of actions that we share with animals. We eat, but animals eat. We procreate, and animals procreate. Al yedei pulotav ha-behemiyot, val yedei maaseh gishum ha-halacha ba'olam ha-muchashi. Kedusha is attained by the realization of halacha, again, in this tangible, physical world. Daber el kol das b'nei Yisrael, v'gomer kedoshim ti, v'skadishim v'yishim kedoshim, k'ani Hashem lokechem. Ushmartem es chukos ha-vasisam osam. Ani Hashem mekadishchem, ish yimo v'ov tivo, v'shapsos hay tishmos, eish es ish, v'vdaltem b'en ha-behema ha-toro la-tmeo, v'en ha-of ha-tome la-toro, v'gomer v'isim mekadosh mekadosh, ani Hashem v'gomer. Kedusha miyatzaget, Kedusha represents chayim mesudarim u'kfu'im al-pi ha-lacha, a life which is orderly al-pi ha-lacha. Umotzeit et milu'ah, and the full expression of Kedusha is bikiyum in the fulfillment of Yisurei Biyah, ma'achalas asuros, v'chayotzei bohem. Right? Not for naught, kalal harambam Yisurim elu sefer Kedusha. HaKedusha notzeret al yedei ha'adam, al yedei basar v'adam. Kedusha isn't something that exists, that a person is trying to acquire. It's something that a person develops and cultivates and creates, right? It's not, don't think of Kedusha as something which is, it sort of exists, and the person is trying to catapult himself. No, it's Kedusha is something that the person creates. In this sense, within himself. And the Rav says, look at that. That's the, I mean, he doesn't talk about the exception, with the exception of Kedusha Shabbos. That's true for every form of Kedusha that we have in Halacha, right? Kedusha Shabbos is the only thing that exists independently of us. And even Kedusha Shabbos, again, need someone to observe Kedusha Shabbos. B'kedushas peh means by saying harei zeh hekdesh, by saying harei zeh olah, whatever the person's being makdish. B'kedushas peh anu yotzrim, kedushas mizbeach u'kedushas berak habayis, whether it's harei zeh olah, whether it's harei zeh al berak habayis. Eretz Yisrael miskadeshes ha'yidei kibush, again, through our actions. Through Kibush Yehoshua, Yerushalayim va'azaros b'shtei todas, o b'shiyari menachos v'shir, Ha'adam, the Mishnah in Shavuos describes that you can mosifin al ha'iyah v'al ha'azara, that you can extend the boundaries of Yerushalayim, and the way you do it is with shtei todos, etc. Ha'adam mikadesh makom va'osem mishkan liyotzra. We create the kedusha. Again, we down here in Olam Hazeh create Kedusha, as opposed to the Kedusha is to be found in some supernal realm, that, and that we need a spaceship to get there. Mishkan. ועוד האם מסתכל בבראש השלמה עומד ובנה בעצם מקדש שהוא גדול מן המשכן ועומד לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא כי האומנם יושב אלוקים על הארץ וכולו וכך אומר משה יושב בסיסר עליון וכולו אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא לא כשם שאתו סבור כך אני סבור אלא חוף קרש בצפון V'chof b'mayrav, v'lo, right, the dimensions of the Mishkan, v'lo od el she'ered v'atzamtzei meshchinasi amo al amo. By the Kruvim. Moshe omad v'tama, eich efshar lohorid et ha'ein sof, l'tel chasof v'yurat ha, can you come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu within this finite physical world, absolute transcendence, et seser elyon, v'estzel shakai b'soch mishkan tzor v'katan, how can that be induced into a small, narrow mishkan, v'toch olama mashe ha-mugval ha-yidei chukiyot ha-metziyot v'ekronot ha-realiyot, Bayazu Bali debi to Vishela social shlomo, haunam yoshev elokim alo oretz. Koma imha adam mitgage elokim, im nafsho cholasava, homo el dodo vekono mapikes. Have a love lach rog men hachatsubot yeshito, hagashmit vilalos baharashem a mufshad va transcendanti, ki ech yokum ha adam hapsil ha physiologi. Again, that one would have thought in Svara that this isn't possible. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says happens in Mishkan and Mikdash is the opposite. Al toch ha'tchusha atzma, al toch ha'makom v'azman, into time and space. L'rushut ha'shi'urim, to the domain of shi'urim, ha'kamutiyot v'hamamashiyot. Again, shi'urim in halacha, the quantitative and tangible. Hine ha'shamayim u'shmei ha'shamayim lo yechal kalucha af ki ha'bayis hazeh asher banisi. Eich techalkel ha-sofiyot et ha-ein-sofiyot, how can finitude support, accommodate the infinite? Bram tshuvosu shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, lo kishem she'ato sova ani sova, ela esem keresh b'tzofon, v'chav b'dom, v'chav b'mayrav, v'lo od ela she'ered v'atzamtem eshchinosi ama al ama. Ha-ein-sofiyot mitzamtzemet et atzma. Again, the Rav doesn't mean this literally. He means in terms of the way we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hanetzach mitrakeis, eternity concentrates itself, ba'over b'cholef, in the transient world. Hashchina b'midos, esrim by esrim, ukvod keil b'shi'urim. Now here, kimedume. No, the Rav doesn't say it, but Kimaduma that he has this in mind. There's a remarkable parallelism here. Earlier in Isha Halacha, we discussed the idea, and again, this is something that the Rav spoke about. How the natural world sort of call it part of the miracle of creation, is that in the natural world, so we experience qualitatively. We experience whether it's warmth and cold, whether it's sights that we behold. So those are all qualitative experiences. And yet, all of those are rooted in quantitative processes, right? When you take physics, so physics is all a bunch of equations. But we don't experience equations when you walk outside and you look and you experience the world. You're not sitting there, you don't see the it's not the experience of working on a math problem in the textbook. So you have this extraordinary that the qualitative experience is rooted in the quantitative domain. Do you hear that? We spoke about that, right? Yes? No? Maybe? Yes? Okay. So now what the Rav is saying is that the same thing is true in the realm of Avodas Hashem. In the realm of Avodas Hashem, so what does halacha consist of? Halacha consists of, again, is very quantitative. You have to eat a kezayis matzah. Kezayis matzah is a precise mathematical shear, is a precise physical quantity. You have to say Kriya Shema before the end of Gimel Shalz Vayom. Again, so that's okay, here the quantity is in terms of time. Again, which is again a coordinate of physical existence. And what's present in that, just as in all the equations of physics, is the spiritual. What's present in the physical actions of halacha is the spiritual. That's where kedusha is to be attained. That's how uva mitzvah nafshi. That's how hiskarvus Hashem is to be attained. So lest that seem just too mind-boggling, too extraordinary. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the natural world that way also. It's the same thing, right? All the qualitative experiences are really rooted in these are in the mathematical equations of physics. That there's a remarkable parallelism between this explanation of halacha as the path, as the road to kedusha, to hiskavos Hashem, and the understanding of the quantitative and qualitative axes in the natural world. That's why I don't remember if he did it already or if he's going to again, or if he's going to later. I think maybe the Rav already quoted it. Maybe we read this already. He quotes from the Gaon Sukkah and Erevin that Shi'urin Halacha Moshe Mishina. So what's the omic of that the Rav is saying? What's the omic of that? Shi'urin Halacha Moshe Mishina. Why not say, I don't know, leave it up to Chazal to decide how much matzah to eat. Leave it to Chazal to decide how tall the lulav and the hadassim and avos have to be? So the answer is that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can translate the qualitative into the quantitative. It has to be Rishina. You can't again, it's the same way. It's in the natural Bria. It's here as well. No, that these quantitative, again, what's represented by Achilas Matzah is, I don't know, you don't reduce Achilles Matzah to some, I don't know, physical, reduce in the sense of what it accomplishes, what it achieves, what it represents, what it's designed for. You can't reduce Achilles Matzah to, I don't know, to a physical, quantifiable act. But the physical quantifiable act is the instrument, is where the is the coordinate of the Ruchonius. That's wild. It is wild, but it's the same thing in the natural world. It's the same miracle as of the Bria of the natural world. The symmetry is Haflei V'Fella. Haflei V'Fella. Okay, so we'll stop here for now. Again, I apologize for the Zoom for today. Okay, call to